Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back on KOVE and County10.com, we welcome our good friend from GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, we're looking ahead to holiday season, and a lot of folks are hitting the highways traveling out there. What's kind of the general outlook as many of us are making Thanksgiving travel plans?
Well, the good news is gas prices have been falling, and that is a trend that should continue here for the next couple of weeks. Oil prices have suddenly declined to their lowest level since August, even with what's happening in Israel and the Middle East, which isn't really doing anything to the price of oil. But the good news is gas prices across the state of Wyoming have dropped another 7 cents in the last week. The statewide average now $3.44 a gallon, and as we get closer to Thanksgiving, that number will likely continue dropping, with some of the lowest prices in the state now all the way down to $2.79 a gallon in Casper.
I'm sure there's a lot of variables that affect that, but as you look at kind of the longer-term forecast, do you expect those declines to continue, or is it just too hard to tell what we're in store for as we look ahead to the early part of next year?
Well, there remain some risks, including what's happening in the Middle East. And while those risks have not occurred at this point, there's still a potential. So that's what we'll be keeping an eye on. Generally speaking, gas prices do tend to eventually bottom out between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but they should remain relatively low. We don't usually see prices start inching up again until late winter and early spring. So between now and then, during the course of the winter, I'd expect gas prices to remain relatively affordable, and we probably will see more of these stations across Wyoming falling below the $3 a gallon mark between now and the end of the year.
Right now, where are some of the highest and lowest gas prices across the United States for this November?
Well, looking at prices across the country, we have 9 states where the average price for gasoline is now below $3 a gallon, many of those in the South and Southeast. Some of the lowest prices at these stations are down into the 250s. Even this morning, a bit of a price war in Beaumont, Texas, where several stations are selling gasoline at $2.39 a gallon. On the other side of the extreme, we have California, whose statewide average is still $5.10 a gallon. As we often see, some of the stations that tend to gouge consumers a bit in Southern California, you still may see an occasional social media picture of a station in Beverly Hills at $7.79 a gallon, but it's really not hard to find those stations that tend to be above average.
As we transition into winter here, we're talking winter blend. When does that start to enter the mix? And what is winter blend exactly?
Well, winter gasoline is simply a less stringent blend of gasoline that is less regulated by the EPA. During the summer months, we have to use a more stringent blend. We simply call that summer gasoline. And during the winter, when there aren't as many restrictions, we can use cheaper winter gasoline. And the primary difference is that winter gasoline has more butane mixed in. That's a component that is, generally speaking, less than a dollar a gallon. It's almost like a filler in some ways. It burns just fine in the cooler months when ambient air temperatures don't create as much low-level ozone, and so that winter blend is generally cheaper to produce. In addition, cooler months generally see less gasoline demand, and during the fall months, as temperatures cool off from north to south, we generally see Americans staying a bit closer to home. That is, we don't see them traveling as much, filling up as much. Not outside is recreational. People put their boats away, and so there's less consumption, which also contributes to some of the falling prices we see during the autumn months.
Patrick, I know this is kind of a broad question, but you mentioned the turbulence in the Middle East. Obviously, we're all nationally watching Israel and Palestine, but are there any other stories that we could point to that may affect gas prices in the United States?
Well, we've been keeping an eye on OPEC, who recently has extended their production cuts, or at least the Saudis and Russians have extended production cuts through the end of the year. OPEC certainly can be influential and can be a bit unpredictable. So while we're watching what's happening in Israel with Hamas attacking, much of that area does not really produce a whole lot of oil, whereas countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia, which feed into OPEC, certainly can have a significant impact on prices.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.